This is Module 4, Energetic Charge and the Field of Potentiality. In the previous modules, we began discussing our three levels of consciousness. This module will dive deeper into their function and how to consciously manage their energetic charge instead of allowing the subconscious to run amok. Now, Florence teaches us that the imaging faculty plays a leading part in the game of life, and that the imagination has been called the scissors of the mind. These scissors cutting our life experiences into the external physical world. Our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious make up our imaging faculty. However, as we discussed in previous module, many times the subconscious operates at the dominating energy of fear. And as a result, the creations we cut into our external world are created from energy charged with fear and become experiences we do not like. Now, Florence also reminds us that Jesus Christ said, "The kingdom was within man." Here, she's speaking of your field of potentiality. The energy field where the superconscious or the higher self draws information from. That plane of existence where all the exciting possibilities, all those dreams of your heart already reside. They're already yours, waiting for the scissors of your imaging faculty to cut the dreams of your heart into your physical world reality. Now, this field of energy holds truth and promise. Its foundation is raw energy that we use to mold into form what we want to be, do, and have. It's the power within us to dream and create the dream as reality. It's the power within us to manufacture technology, to not only talk to someone on the other side of the world, but to see them. It's the power to put the thought of a hot cup of water in a box, turn it on, wait for the beep, and take out a scalding cup of water. We can manifest what we want just this simply. Have you ever wanted to do something and you got really excited about the possibility of doing it? So excited that you could feel that rush of excitement all over your body. That was your superconscious showing you that what you want is not only possible, the experience is already yours at that higher plane of existence. You can feel it. It's in that field of energy that is your potential. But then your brain told you, "You can't do that." Those words came from fear in your subconscious, fear that stems from a belief that you're not good enough at some level, a belief that is not true. We know you're good enough because of that intense, "Yes, I can feel it" energy that's in alignment with your superconscious. Unfortunately, this energy of fear is what the conscious usually listens to, and it blocks out and cuts off that energy flow from the superconscious, and it stops the molding of energy into the form of what you want. Both these experiences, the "Yes, I can feel it," and that "No, you can't have that," both experiences hold an energetic charge that has the power to manifest. One is what you want, the other is stopping the manifestation of what you want. Now it's time for you to step back and observe the bigger picture here of all three levels of consciousness so you can learn to manage the energy and manifest what you really want instead of what you don't. So let's flesh this out. The flush and rush charge of excited energy from your higher self is real and is what we want to hold on to with both hands. This love-based energy from the superconscious knows without doubt that what you want to be, do, or have is possible. It's already yours. The subconscious fear energy feels very real, but it's a lie, an illusion with no substantial base. Was the experience that birthed the energy of believing you're not good enough real? Yes, the experience was real, but when you look at the energy, as we discussed in a previous module, it has no foundation of truth. Yet this fear energy has been living in the body of your subconscious for years. It's familiar, like breathing. Now, when your conscious state allows this energy to overrule the superconscious energy of, yes, what I want is already mine, manifestation stops. Notice I said when your conscious state allows the manifesting energy to be overruled. Yes, it's a choice. You either allow it or you don't. However, when you choose to allow the fear energy to be that dominant energy, it's not usually a conscious choice. The subconscious is in charge. You start to question yourself, and your confidence gets weaker, and you start to feel trapped and possibly helpless. Let's face it, you'd never consciously choose this experience. Your subconscious is working overtime, and some would say, to protect you. But I believe what Florence has taught us, that the subconscious is power without direction. It has no power of induction. It does what it's directed to do, and that direction comes from the pain of a previous experience. It's trying to prevent a repeat, which isn't the same as protecting you from something because it has no reasoning power. It's a reflex action. Stop the repeat of pain. All that can stop today by setting your intention to be consciously aware of your energy, consistently taking deep breaths, filling your body with life-sustaining oxygen will support you to have more clarity of thought, which results in your being more consciously aware of your energy. When you're looking at this experience as an observer, you can clearly see that your body feels the negative resistance energy. We've already learned what to do with resistance energy. We need to look at it. So look at it and follow the energy breadcrumbs to where that not good enough belief was birthed. Process through it and heal it. And we discuss how to do this in Module 2. Now, when you process through the fear energy and rewrite that neural pathway of belief that you're not good enough to, hell yes, you're good enough, you bring your three levels of consciousness into better alignment. Oh, and you need to be aware that you don't have just one neural pathway of belief that you're not good enough, deserving, or worthy. You may have hundreds. But don't let this discourage you. Sometimes one experience as a child will be the core of dozens of experiences through adulthood. And when you heal that core experience, the energy of the other experiences fall like a house of cards. And you don't have to be concerned that you'll miss one, because it'll come forward to be healed when you're at a level that's capable of healing it. Now, when you accept what your life is in this moment, without judgment, like we discussed in Module 3, and follow that acceptance up with accepting your power to manifest something better, the internal battle within you stops and leaves a level playing field for your three levels of consciousness. Healing, manifesting, and living are the journey. You can do this one step at a time. Some days may be difficult or challenging, but you're developing an extraordinary foundation of tools, wisdom, and guidance to support you to create and live your version of heaven on earth, no matter what's going on around you. This completes Module 4. Now go to the worksheet.